This is Morning Edition. I'm Eric Hodge. Bourbon is a hot commodity these days, but one brand is considered among the finest in the world. It's called Pappy Van Winkle. In this week's episode of Criminal, Phoebe Judge examines the rise of the brand and how a theft in 2013 made it even more popular. Criminal is recorded here at WUNC, and Phoebe joins me now. Good morning.
Hi, Eric.
So, what makes Pappy Van Winkle different from other bourbons?
Well, a couple of things, but the main thing is that Pappy Van Winkle is aged for either 15, 20, or 23 years. And a lot of the bourbons that we're drinking are, you know, a few years. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is that it's made primarily, of course, with corn to make it bourbon, but instead of using rye, they use wheat to make it. And the third thing is that Julian Van Winkle personally picks every single barrel that Pappy Van Winkle will go into to be aged for so long. Those three things are credited with some people saying it's one of the best bourbons out there.
How hard is it to get a bottle of this?
Remarkably hard. I mean, I searched all over North Carolina and I could only find one person who had one bottle of it. It's released in the spring and fall, and those liquor stores that do get it, people will camp outside and it's off the shelf within 3 minutes.
How much does it cost?
Well, that's the interesting thing, is that retail value, it's $60, $100 a bottle, which is expensive but manageable for good liquor, I guess. What's happening, though, is that it's so rare that it's getting put on the black market, gray market, and people are buying this bourbon for $2,000, $2,500 a bottle.
That's a lot of money. There was a big theft a few years back. What happened?
Well, in 2013, people at the Buffalo Trace Distillery, where Pappy Van Winkle is made, started realizing that there was bourbon missing. And what they found out is that 65 cases of Pappy was gone. And right now, a man named Toby Kurtzinger has been charged with the theft of this Pappy Van Winkle. He was an employee at Buffalo Trace and had close access to the stuff and was said to be running this crime syndicate pushing out this Pappy Van Winkle. The news media, who really took hold of the story, started calling this whole thing Pappygate.
Oh, that's great. Will Pappy Van Winkle continue to be the most sought-after bourbon, or is this just hype, Phoebe?
Well, it's good bourbon. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I've had a sip of it. But is it worth $2,500 a bottle? I mean, what is worth $2,500 a bottle? And that's what we're trying to explore here. I think it will continue for a while, but for how long, who knows?
Thanks for coming in this morning, Phoebe.
Thanks for doing it.
Phoebe Judge hosts the Criminal Podcast, which is recorded here at WUNC. The latest episode is out today. You can also hear it here on the radio Sunday afternoon at 5:40.